Jess. I'm pacing the apartment, wondering, are the rest of them still up there, in the penthouse, drinking wine, laughing at my stupidity? I open the windows to try and draw in some fresh air. In the distance, I can hear the faint wailing of police sirens. Paris sounds like a city at war with itself. Otherwise, it's eerily quiet. I can hear every creak of the floorboards under my feet, even the scuttle of dry leaves in the courtyard. Then a scream rips through the silence. I stop pacing, every muscle tensed. It came from just outside. Then another voice joins it, and suddenly there's loads of noises coming from the courtyard. Whoops and yells. I open the shutters and see all these kids piling in through the front gate, streaming across the cobbles and into the main building, carrying booze, shouting and laughing. Clearly there's some sort of party going on. Who the hell is having a party here? I take in the pointed hats and flowing capes, the pumpkins carried under their arms, and the penny drops. It must be Halloween. It's kind of hard to believe there's a world, time passing, outside the mystery of this apartment and Ben's disappearance. If I were still in Brighton, I'd be dressed as a sexy cat right now, serving Jaeger bombs to stag doos down from London. It's not much over 48 hours since I left that life, but already it feels so far away, so long ago. I see one bloke stop and pee in one of the flower beds while his friends look on, cackling. I slam the shutters closed, hoping that'll help block out some of the noise. I sit here for a moment, the sounds beyond the windows muffled but still audible. Something has just occurred to me. There's a chance someone going to that party might know Ben. He's been living here for a few months, after all. Maybe I can learn more about this family. And frankly, anything is better than sitting here, feeling surrounded and spied upon, not knowing what they might be planning for me. I don't have a costume, but surely I can make use of something here. I stride into the bedroom, and while the cat watches me curiously, sitting tucked into its haunches on top of Ben's chest of drawers, I tug the sheet off the bed. I find a knife in the drawer, stab some eye holes into it, and then chuck the thing over my head. I march into the bathroom to have a look, trying not to trip over the edges of the sheet. It's not going to win any prizes. But now I've got an outfit and a disguise in one. And frankly, it's a hell of a lot better than a sodding sexy cat, the basic bitch of Halloween costumes. I open the door to the apartment. Listen. It sounds as though they're heading into the basement. I creep down the spiral staircase, following the music and the stream of guests down the stairwell into the cave. The thump of the bass getting louder and louder until I can feel it vibrating in my skull.